We only have 12 years to act out on climate change until the damage is irreversible. While there are many factors that contribute to global warming, burning fossil fuels is the key issue that contributes to the changes in the climate and ecosystem. I am Bryce Benedict.
And I'm Wesley DJ.
And this is Record Breaking Temperatures.
I'm Wesley, and people first started contributing to global warming during the Industrial Revolution in the early 1800s. Humans have increased atmospheric carbon dioxide concentration by more than a third since the Industrial Revolution began. This is one of the most important long-lived forcing of climate change.
I'm Bryce, and global warming is a worldwide issue that involves people and factories sending greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, and it's causing the Earth to get warmer and warmer by the year. Soon, the Earth will get too hot for people and other plants and animals to live on. There are also many things that cause global warming that all hurt the Earth. The greatest cause to global warming is factories burning fossil fuels like coal, oil, and other natural gases. Humans are also cutting down too many trees. That gives the world less oxygen since the trees turn carbon dioxide into oxygen. The carbon dioxide we are letting off into the atmosphere are letting sunlight in, but usually about 30% of the sunlight that comes down from the sun bounces back into space. But the gases we put into the atmosphere aren't letting these rays bounce back into space, and they are keeping them here down on Earth. This causes the Earth to get warmer.
I'm Wesley, and global warming is affecting our Earth in many negative ways. The main issue for climate change is that it is not only rising average temperature, but it is also affecting extreme weather events, shifting a wildlife population and habitats, rising seas, and a range of other impacts. Scientists say on average, Earth will become warmer. Some regions will welcome warmer temperatures, but others may not. One region in the world that is getting hit hard with global warming and warmer temperatures is Antarctica. This is a big problem because there are animals that live there that are losing their homes since the ice is vanishing from the rising temperatures. Vanishing ice has challenged many species, but is affecting the penguins the most, where some populations have collapsed by 90% or more. The ice around the world is melting so fast that the water levels in the oceans are rising so rapidly that animals are not having enough time to move and are getting trapped in the ocean. The heat is also shifting precipitation patterns, which is another reason sea levels are rising, since there is more rain than normal. The average temperature on Earth has gone up by 0.6 Celsius over the last 100 years, and the temperature will continue to rise at a high pace for the years to come. Since the temperatures are rising so fast, it could disrupt the plant and animal populations. It could cause challenges that normally wouldn't be there. This could lead to possible extinctions in species. Still, even if species don't go extinct, something about themselves will keep changing because of global warming. More than 80% of animal and plant species have changed something about themselves. This proves that the impact of global warming is already noticeable in the species, and the number will keep going up and up. Soon, some parts of our planet will start to get so hot that humans or maybe all animals won't be able to live there.
This is Bryce, and there are all these bad effects that come from global warming. Do you want to help in the stopping of global warming? To help it end global warming, we could shut down some of the United States or China's factories. We could pass a law that lowers the pollution allowed by the normal factories. We could make more electric-powered cars and other vehicles. This will allow us to use less gas and allow us to put less gas out into the atmosphere. An organization that is out trying to put an end to global warming is the National Academy of Science Organization. This organization is trying to protect the Earth from the rise of pollution and are trying to make people stop using gas-powered tools and are trying to make them use electric-powered tools since that doesn't send gas out into the atmosphere. The average person could help out by getting an electric-powered car or buying some electric-powered tools.
I'm Wesley, and all in all, global warming harms the Earth and it could be destroyed in 12 years. If people help out, then we could stop global warming and fix our planet, and the Earth would be livable for a longer time. People would be living on a more healthy planet, and our kids could be living on a healthier planet, and so will their kids. This is why we need to put an end to global warming so it doesn't become irreversible.
Everything changes.